Welcome, everyone, to Women Speakers Association, a very special celebration. I'm Melanie Benson-Strick, and if we haven't met yet, I'm excited to connect here with you today. I am part of the executive leadership team here at Women Speakers Association. And joining me today are the rest of our executive leadership team, Leora Mendeloff, Gail Watson, and Tracy Emmon. And we are here today to co-create with you a very extraordinary experience. And as you know, because you're here, you registered for today's call, you know that we are celebrating and acknowledging our founder, Leora Mendeloff, who is, she's stepping up into a new opportunity. And this is a really powerful transition for us here at Women Speakers Association, and one that we've been holding in a very, it's a sacred space. We've been holding this transition in such a sacred space because it's something that we feel is so powerful. There's an evolution occurring for each and every one of us on this planet. And, you know, as entrepreneurs and messengers, speakers, whatever calling, you know, our form of message is taking, we are all feeling this call to continue to evolve, to grow, to shift. And sometimes that looks like the things that you birth and the things that you make a stand for get to grow and evolve with you. So today, we wanted to include you because you are such an important part of our family, part of our community, and you are part of this extraordinary movement that WSA stands for. We wanted to include you in honoring Leora with us today because we knew that what Leora's vision was for Women Speakers Association 5 years ago this month, when the very first time we all got together and started to co-create and collaborate on Women Speakers Association. We knew we were creating something really magical, something powerful, and something that we wanted to create a movement that was contagious and that would allow messengers all over the world to be supported in a journey of doing business in a whole new way, to allow us to get our to have our voice heard no matter what form our message takes, what way we are in business. And we wanted to create a place where all of us could come in together in community and make a stand for doing business in what we like to call a whole new paradigm. And I have to tell you, it was so exciting and so exhilarating to be a part of this. And I want to recap for you the what we considered commitments to this community, being bold leaders, committing to transformation not only of ourselves but of the people that we served, constantly focusing on making a contribution through our message and through the way we do business, committing to moving through business in a collaborative way, knowing that for us to pull anything bigger than ourselves off, we have to learn to collaborate and do it in a way that has integrity and energy and vibrancy with it. Knowing that as messengers, we have so much influence, and we wanted to influence in a way that felt positive, powerful, and that we would continue to inspire people well after we left the space that, that we shared the message in. And lastly, and what I would also say most importantly, knowing that all of us deserve to create extraordinary prosperity through this commitment to get our message out in the world. And so knowing that this vision called Women Speakers Association was going to be born through Leora, we on the executive leadership team came together to help create it. So today we wanted to come together to help Leora really own this transition and go on to the next part of her journey with WSA and with some of her new ventures in a really, really, really powerful and beautiful way. So first of all, I just want to acknowledge you and thank you for being here. You are helping us facilitate something that we feel like is part of this new way of doing business and to create this space. And we're all going to give Leora a gift today. And I want to let you start thinking about it now, and we're going to give you some time to do this in a little bit. But I want you to be thinking about what is one thing that WSA, Women Speakers Association, and being here has meant to you? Has there been an unexpected surprise transformation in your life? Have you just enjoyed being part of a community? Have you gotten something out of being a part of one of the benefits that we offer here? Has something about the vision that Leora originally held for us, is there something about that vision that has meant something to you? When we open up the lines in a little while, I'm going to invite you, if you feel called to share that with Leora as part of our transitionary celebration here today. And we want you to be a part of this magical experience. And we'll kick off for you and give you a little taste of what that is. So before I do that, I want to bring Leora on because I want her to start us today by sharing what Women Speakers Association and this vision has meant to her, and also share a little bit about what's coming up for her and her transition. So, Ms. Leora, I'm so grateful
Hello.
That you're allowing us to celebrate you today, and I'm going to just turn things over to you for a few minutes.
Thank you, Melanie. And again, thank you so much for being here. I have to admit, I was a bit resistant to this idea initially, and it's been a great exercise in receiving, and I'm just very, very grateful to be here and to be receiving. You know, WSA has meant so much to me. By far the most extraordinary experience in what bringing a vision into reality can look like, especially alongside the most committed and beautiful team who share in that vision and who are just as passionate as I am to see it come to fruition. You know, every step of the way we've consciously created together, literally checking in with ourselves to make sure that what we were doing was something that was congruent with us, that we weren't doing it by rote or by habit or because it may have worked in the past or it was trendy. I mean, we really kept an eye on each other and kept our eye on our vision through and through, and I've never experienced anything like that before, and now I know what's possible. It's been truly the most, like, all-time experience of my life, and in, you know, specifically and especially in my, you know, my career. I'm just so beyond grateful to have had this experience. It's changed me for life. So I could go on, you know, Melanie, for a long time, but I'm very conscious of our time, so I'll keep it short.
Thank you. So would you like to share with us anything about what this transition means to you and, you know, anything that's, you know, coming up for you about where you're moving into?
Yeah, you know, and thank you for asking that because it's, you know, I've seen a lot of people sort of move on and nothing gets said about why or, you know, how it all happened. And for me, it's been probably a good 6 months long experience. It's been one of total transformation. You may or may not know that I broke my back 8 weeks ago, was laid up in bed, and those weeks in bed gave me a lot of time to reflect and get brutally honest with myself. And, you know, one of the realizations that I had and where, you know, is that where my soul's greatest passion and strength lie is in the creation phase of a business, in taking an idea or a vision from nothing to something and then passing it on, you know, to someone and to a team who can really take it to where God intended it to be. So, you know, as you mentioned, Mel, it's been 5 years now that I've been serving as president of WSA. That's long past the startup phase of an organization. And I feel like we've successfully really built a very sound, solid foundation and a beautiful, thriving global community. And now, you know, I see that my primary role here has been accomplished. It's time to really pass the torch, you know, to Gail and to the executive team and to redefine my relationship with WSA and in the world. So, you know, so not only WSA can really grow to a place of, you know, exponential growth and fly even higher, but, you know, so that I for myself can as well. So even though, you know, I'll be stepping out of the day-to-day of WSA, I remain a shareholder, a very proud shareholder. And, you know, when it's right, I'll continue to, of course, I'm always going to be here supporting WSA in any way that I can to for its growth and development, specifically through, you know, potential product creation, facilitating strategic alliances and things like that. But, you know, I just really see that part of, you know, part of my, I don't know if it was a hidden or a verbal agenda in creating WSA, but it was to create a legacy, that this be part of my legacy. And what I realized through all of this is that by the very nature of the word legacy, one must actually move on from it. They actually, you have to actually leave it. So even though I'm not totally, you know, I'm still here, you know, to support WSA, I really get that this is just the next evolution of myself, and it's the next evolution of WSA. So I'm just very, very blessed to be able to have the opportunity to do this in such a beautiful, harmonious, loving, mutually respective way and celebratory way.
Thank you. All right. Well, this next part is something I'm really excited about, and this is where I am going to open up space for each of us to share with Leora a gift that we've received from being part of WSA. And, you know, I will say that transitions are always full of so many mixed feelings. You know, you're always so, you know, there's so many parts of us when we birth something that we get attached to them. And at the same time, when we know it's time to release or move on or shift our relationship to it or redefine it, as Leora said, it's always helpful to know that what you're doing matters, and that you've touched someone in a way, and which is why we're opening up to all of you to let us know how you've been touched by Women Speakers Association and the vision that Leora had the courage to step into. And let me tell you, it was a lot of courage that she had to have, and we all had to have, to move through creating something that operates the way we do here. And so I'm going to kick off, and mine's going to be just a tiny bit longer. We're going to ask each of you to really, like, hold the space of a minute or less when you share your gift. But, Leora, I have been so blessed to be a part of the Women Speakers Association. And you know this came into life the moment you called me, having had a dream about Women Speakers Association, and called me up and said, I think I have to do this thing. And I said, if you don't do it, you're crazy, and I'm going to do it instead. Like, I really wanted you to do this, and I wanted to be your sister and your partner and your support system in birthing it. And I've been so honored to be a part of it. And it has stretched me in so many ways to do that, in a good way, but at times, you know, when you're learning how to do business in a new way, sometimes it brings up so much to grow and heal. Mm-hmm. And you brought WSA to me at a time when, you know, I was in a lot of pain, and I was very disappointed and frustrated with a lot of things in the business world that I'd grown up in. And you healed me by creating WSA. You created a space for me to become somebody I didn't know I could be. So thank you. And I have to say, you know, through a collaboration model, I know we're all going to get emotional. I was trying not to, but through this collaboration model, birthing the voice and the message of Women Speakers Association, and watching so many women come together in our Facebook group, so many women come into our speaker chats, so many women come onto our virtual roundtables, and hearing them say, just being part of a community that operates like this is making my life better, I knew we were onto something. And so I felt very honored that you and the entire executive team just got excited when we birthed Speaker Chat as a way for all of us to connect. And that, you know, Women Speakers Association gave me a chance to connect with so many beautiful people. And I may not remember all the names, but there was a few that have really stood out for me. Of course, Bree Clark, who has just been such a sweet soul that I would never have met otherwise. Lisa Mannion and I were able to connect in such a deeper way, and that was because of Speaker Chat and WSA and our connection here. I met a beautiful soul named Carrie Gallant, who's become my client, and the work we're doing together, I feel so blessed to serve her. And most importantly, meeting Gail and Tracy as part of the executive leadership team. You guys have been extraordinary people in my life, and I feel so honored to continue to co-create with you. So thank you, Leora, for having the courage to start WSA. And I'm now going to pass this to Tracy Emmon to share her part.
Thank you so much, Melanie. Leora, this has been a sensational ride. I want to thank you for, you know, having this vision. And, you know, when I became involved, I was going through some health issues, and it kept me going, concentrating on really getting involved with the vision and how to make it happen, and just it was just amazing. I know that I've become a better person, a better business owner because of the opportunities that have come my way since becoming involved with you and Gail and Melanie and all the incredible Women Speakers Association members. I wouldn't change any of it. It has been fabulous. I am so thrilled and honored to, you know, continue to be moving forward and collaborating and connecting and helping others reach the best that they can be. And you know, I just really want to thank you. I really want to thank you for putting this vision out there and getting the ball rolling and in such a fabulous way.
Thank you, Tracy. Melanie, I take it. I'm just sitting here. I'm not allowed to.
You're just going to receive. Take it in.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
We'll give you a chance to say something at the end.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We're now going to invite Gail to come in. But before I do that, I just want to remind you, in a minute I'm going to invite you, if you feel moved, to share something with Leora, no matter what it is, you know, whatever it is about your experience with WSA and how it's meant something to you. We're looking forward to having you help us celebrate her, and we'll let you know how to do that in a minute. But Gail, we'll turn things over to you for a minute.
Thank you. I too didn't quite know what to expect from this, and this is quite touching, and it's very, very cool. Because everything each one of you has said has really just struck a chord with me, and going, oh, yeah, it's been a long time. So, Leora. We've been talking every day, hours, on 4 or 5 times a day. We talk, discussing, brainstorming the vision, sometimes with passion, a lot of times with passion, and going for it. The challenge in the early days of really challenging ourselves, I thought was such a unique experience, how we were on calls, just correcting to the language, you know, shifting it to make sure it was holding true to the new model, to the vision that you had shared, and really ensuring that commitment to it. And to teach each other how to lead by trusting the vision, even though we didn't know the details of it. From the birthing of WSA, when that day, I'll never forget that day when you shared the vision as well, and to this day of, you know, officially passing the torch, so to speak, one thing that impresses me so much about you is your commitment to vision, and really, unbelievably, more than I'll ever be able to put into words, is how you're committed to being a demonstration of that vision. I know it is so strong and so true, and it will never, ever change. And I admire that so, so much. So I thank you for sharing that vision with me long ago and for being a great partner for all these years.
Thank you, Gail.
Just keep taking it in, girl. We'll give you a chance in a minute. So now we want to open up to you as our member and our community. Here's how you can share your gift or something that you're taking away from Leora stepping up and bringing this vision out to the world. We're going to ask you to just press 5. That lets us know that you've got something that you'd like to share. And keep in mind, you know, we've all had such unique experiences being here, and we've got people from all walks of life, all, you know, some people entrepreneurs, some people business owners, some people solopreneurs, some people work for corporations, some people are, you know, just we've had so many walks of life in this community. And I think one of the most extraordinary gifts that this community has to give is that we can learn and grow so much from each other from these different walks of life. So, Gail, you'll have to let me know if we need to open up a line or if people can just jump on by pressing 5.
I'm going to open up the lines right now. I have Lisa. Go ahead.
Well, hello, ladies. It's Lisa Mannion, and I just want to say how much I adore WSA, and I had the deep honor and privilege of having the vision shared with me before it was born as well. Leora shared what she was going to do, and I just said, yes, I want to be a part of it. I didn't even care what it was going to take because her vision was so strong and so solid and so true. and it just really has touched my soul in a deep way. And she got me to say yes to a lot of things I normally wouldn't say yes to. So she definitely stretched me and, you know, got me to be a team member and help with the PR efforts and looking at web strategy and things that I do normally. But there's just something about the way that you hold vision and lead, Leora, that I couldn't say no. I'm like, of course I'm going to help, because it is all about collaboration and not competition, and you embody that, and this call embodies that. So I'm just honored to know all of you, and I'm a little emotional. So
thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. Yeah, we're all emotional. I didn't realize how emotional I was going to be till we started talking. I'm like, darn it.
I totally didn't expect this. I'm like, oh, this is not composed.
Oh, Lisa, you're such a gift, and you're such a wonderful part of our community. Thank you. Well, we're going to let Leora acknowledge everything when we're done, so we're just going to keep holding space for who'd like to share first.
Yeah, our dashboard's lighting up, just so you know. So we have Deanna up next, and then we'll go with Donna Hamilton. Go ahead, Deanna.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes. And so, say where you're calling in from, too.
Yeah, cool. It's just a bit of a delay, I think. Calling from Melbourne in yucky, pooey, overcast Victoria. Leora, as brief as it's been, the interactions that we've had have left a mark on me in that I guess you've highlighted the fact that, pardon me, passion makes things possible. And dedication that you've had is just so evident, you know, whether you were in pain or whether you were flying high, you know. It's just so admirable, I guess, is the best word. When I'm sitting here in my desk, you know, you're a gazillion miles away from where you are, seeing you doing what you were doing, and, you know, the crappy stuff we went through on that website and looking through it all, it didn't matter how much crap there was to sift through. You were there no matter what, and I think that's just, you know, as they say, you know, how you do one thing is how you do everything. And because of what you have done and the way you've done it, you've made an impact. You've had a huge effect on many, many lives. And that is your legacy. Absolutely. That's a big part of it. And I congratulate you on what you have achieved and what you're about to achieve, whatever that may be. So thank you for just highlighting that to me and for allowing me to be involved. I really appreciate that. Like, I wish you sincerely the absolute best.
Thank you, Deanna.
Deanna.
Thank you so much.
And it's so early in Australia, so we're really honored you got up early to share with
yes.
us today. Thank you. All right, Gil, I think you said Donna Hamilton was going to be next.
Donna Hamilton, go ahead. Your line's open.
Hello. So happy to be part of this, and I'm so happy that you are allowing us to celebrate you. And the wonderful, the word midwife came to mind when you talked about the realization that your passion is in, taking things from an idea and kind of bringing them to fruition and passing them on. And I said, well, she's a midwife, you know, that I see things through my medical lens. And I, so you birthed
like
this wonderful thing called WSA, and I can say my experience of it coming in as a member without, you know, kind of being privy to the behind the scenes of the initial vision, I can say that the, this demonstrates the power of clarity and clear vision, because the spirit of everything you described just permeates WSA and the experience. Practically, it's a space that really truly is an example of collaboration. I see it as a wonderful resource, and that's because of the spirit of it. I mean, I know if I have a question, I can just go on and ask and expect that someone is going to authentically, willingly, and lovingly share information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's such a powerful tool. You know, whether you're on every day or once a month or once a year, whether people know you or don't know you, you've created a space where people come there with the intention of sharing and supporting. And that's a beautiful and a powerful thing. It truly, truly is. And the other thing that I really take from it and carry with it. It's wonderful to be in a space where women kind of walk in the world and share the same experience and vision and desires I do. I mean, to hear people that even language similarly, and we talk about being aligned and envision, you know, that this is, we don't necessarily speak and share and move that way in the general world that way, you know, coming out. I remember Melanie saying one time, corporate refugee, and I felt the same way about coming from medicine. It's nice to meet a group of women who truly are going to transform the world, the way we think and the way we do business and the way we speak and the way we relate. And that's also such a powerful gift and legacy. So I thank you for that.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you so much, Donna. Thank you.
And Gail, as we open up for our next person, I just want to remind everybody, share your full name and where you're calling in from today so we can get a sense of where everybody's at.
Okay. We have up next is Mary Mora. Then we'll go with Carrie and Crystal for our next batch. Here we go. Mary, go ahead.
Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And it has been such a joy and phenomenal experience to be part of WSA from the beginning. I was very blessed that you shared it with me when it first was in your vision board, and you have been able to support and share with all the phenomenal women that have joined, and to see all the inspiration, dedication, and collaboration. Leora, you're going to truly be missed, but I know that your team with Gail and Tracy and everybody else, and Melanie, I don't forget you, will continue to support all these wonderful women. And I may not participate often, but I know that WSA is a wonderful resource, and it's always there, and the speaker chats have been very welcome. So with all my love, Leora, whatever you have in the future, blessings to you and everybody else.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mary.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Next, Carrie Gallant.
Hi there, everybody. Carrie Gallant from Vancouver. And Leora, I can't describe how, well, I can, I'm going to, how I have been able to glean from WSA the relationships that I've forged. I mean, you know, really, I connected through Gail, who I also know from Vancouver, and then also from Melanie, I'm so delighted to be working with, of course, and then had an opportunity to meet Tracy face-to-face here in Vancouver as well. And you know, it's really, I think, when it comes down to looking at what you've created is phenomenal. And I look at it, you know, you really exemplified everything I think that many of us women are really looking for as a model for leadership, because this community is so bracing, but it really exemplifies that collaboration. I know others have already talked about it. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about collaborative leadership styles, and there's very few examples, real examples that are tangible. And everything that I've witnessed is all about that. It's about collaboration in action. It's also about celebration, because, you know, it's being able to celebrate each other and creating space for other women to shine, which I think is also really an important aspect of feminine or women's leadership, or however you want to describe it, that really embraces that ability, the trueness of collaboration that does allow for others to shine and also allows you to shine. So, one of the highlights for me, well, there's a couple of highlights. It's been speaker chat. It's being a guest on speaker chat. It's been on the calls. And then it's been listening to your interview with Mary Ann Williamson. It was a real pinnacle, and I'm like, wow, she's getting to, you know, she caught Mary Ann Williamson. And that's that was so, again, congratulations on all the work that you've done in leading this wonderful group. And everyone, Melanie, Gail, Tracy, the four of you for bringing this to the fore, and really that legacy that you've created, and for all of us to benefit from and enjoy and love coming back to again and again.
Thank you so, so much.
I'm loving hearing all of these. It's so beautiful. We're going to take one more right now. We're going to check in on the queue. And then who did we have next, Gil?
We had Crystal up next. Go ahead, Crystal.
Hi, everyone. This is Crystal Katchadel calling from North Vancouver. I've worked with Lior Menelov on the WSA team over the past few years, working together on many, many marketing and graphic design projects. And I'd like to say that it has been a real honor to work with you, Liora. You've often challenged our team to push beyond boundaries and to reach goals that we thought were impossible. But we pushed through and we got it done. And I've been inspired by your vision to unite and empower women worldwide, to give them the training and the tools that they need to be successful, and to help them share their message with the world. And this has all come together thanks in no small part to your inspiration and your dedication. Before WSA, there was so many professional women out there struggling alone to find their way. But now there's this amazing community of positive and united people, and WSA has filled an important void in the world, and I'm so very glad that it exists. So thank you, Liora. Good luck, and you're amazing.
Thank you. Oh, that's really sweet. Thank you, Crystal.
All right, we're going to queue up three more right now, and I know there's a lot of people who might have a burning desire to share later, but what we're going to do is we're going to take three more. I'm going to remind everybody, if we can try and keep it to a minute, that would be fantastic so we can fit everybody in. And then we have a little closing that we're going to do. All right, Gil, who's next?
The next three will be Pamela Thompson, Panina, and Elaine Lindsay. So, Pamela, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm Pam Thompson, and I'm from close to Kelowna in British Columbia. And, Liora, I have not had the opportunity to meet you in person, but I certainly have been inspired by your vision. Mm-hmm. I just joined the organization in June, and was so impressed with the warmth and the welcoming qualities of the reception I got, particularly from Gail and then later from Tracy when I was on the speaker chats. And it's clear that you have really inspired this incredible, warm, supportive, and creative environment, because the speaker chats, for example, are a very creative way to interact quickly and share ideas. So I just want to thank you for having the courage to share your vision, to believe in it, and to reach out to women that you knew could support you to achieve it. And I wish you all the best in moving forward in your life, and good for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, next we have Panina.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So this is actually my very first time listening in. I was invited by somebody who's been along for a couple of years, I guess since the foundation of the organization. And I just want to say that being able to listen in today has been absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. Just to hear the space of respect and integrity and sharing, I'm just personally stepping up to my greatness and making it public, and it's just so wonderful. And I just want to acknowledge that the work that everyone here has already done has created a space for people like me to be able to step up in behind where you've moved forward. So I just want to say thank you so much and wish you all of the very best of luck in your new endeavors, and thank you for creating this space for all of us.
Panina, thank you so much. I love that you shared that. Thank you.
Wow. And welcome to Team Members.
Yeah,
wow,
welcome.
Have you. Okay, so we're going to take
our third
person for now. Who was it again, Gil?
Elaine Lindsay.
Oh, that's right, Elaine. Hi, Elaine. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Excellent. Hi there. I'm calling from Ottawa in Canada. And I might say, Leora, you know I wish you the best in anything and everything you do.
Thank you.
It's been amazing. I was actually a member for quite some time and had watched from the sidelines and then kind of jumped in with both feet, had a meeting with Gail, and got to do some wonderful WSA speaker chats with some of the new Premier members. Really enjoy that. Leora, you were very kind in letting me run with that little activity, which was great, getting to meet some wonderful speakers. I'm always up for the challenge of getting to meet somebody new and love to interview people, so that was a real gift for me. What you did with Marianne was really quite amazing and just shows the whole caliber of what you've put together. And
thank you.
All fabulous, you, Tracy, Melanie, Gail, you're such a doll.
Thanks, Elaine. Thank you.
So, Leora, I know it's been burning a hole in you right now. I know you just wanted so much to be able to respond to everybody, and we wanted to give you a minute to just take it all in, really receive all of these beautiful gifts from our hearts, because you have made such a huge impact on so many of us, and, you know, we've all benefited, and we've all expanded and grown from that. But I want to give you a minute to acknowledge that, and then maybe share just a little bit, maybe take 2 minutes to share what you're excited about for the future of WSA.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I couldn't possibly say what I want to say in just a few minutes, but I will say a few words. One, first of all, thank you again, everyone, so much for taking the time to be here today, for sharing what you've shared, for showing your love and support. It's meant so much to me. And, you know, I honestly, as much, and I don't want to be one of those people that just brush that off. I do receive it. So please know that I receive it all. And I just have to say that none of it would have been possible without Gail Watson, Melanie Benson-Strick, Tracy Eamon, and all of you that have served on our WSA team. There's so much that I want to say, and I will save it. I'm going to put my thoughts down in writing and share it with you that way. So know that there's more coming. But, you know, I just, you know, with I just want to honor the time here. But I just will say that I could not have asked for a better team, and I certainly could have never asked for a better partner. Just breathing. you know, I just, ladies, it's, you know, part of the resistance in wanting to do this call is my concern that it would look self-serving, or, you know, that it, you know, there's another word that is escaping me at the moment, but, you know, it's, I didn't want it to be about me. I wanted it to, it's just so important to me that you walk away with something of value. You know, even though the purpose of this call has its purpose, it's, for me, so important that you get something, whatever it is, that you see that it's possible to do business in a way with, you know, with love and respect, appreciation, honoring one another, collaboration, that you, if you find yourself in a situation that's not that, just know that you don't need to be resigned, that that's just the way that it's got to be, that it actually can be everything that you would want it to be. And that you, you know, if what you walk away with is that you, you know, that you listen to that still small voice, you know, that somehow can be shouting before you break your back. You don't need a broken back. You don't need, you know, a major calamity in life to wake you up. That if you are not happy, you're not fulfilled, that, and by the way, I just want to say for the record, I've never been more fulfilled in my life than in the work that I've done with WSA, and I knew that my, you know, that I now understand how I'm wired, and giving and having had the opportunity to have that realization will change my life forever and allow me to contribute in ways that I wouldn't have otherwise been able to. So I hope for you that you are true to yourself, and that you really do that you take the time to get in touch with your heart and what really you're most passionate about, and that you honor yourself enough to pursue that. It is my deepest desire that you not only find your voice, but that you share your voice with the world. That is why WSA came to be. And so, this is just, to me, to have been a part of this community. I always felt like one of the community, even though I may have had the word president stamped on my name, I always felt like we're in this together. And to have had the opportunity to serve in this way with such an extraordinary team has been, the greatest gift I could have asked for from the very beginning. Melanie, Tracy, Gail, since day one, when there was nothing. And when the rubber met the road, you were there through every bump, through every challenge, through every doubt, worry, or holy crap, what did we get ourselves into? You just stuck by not just me, but our vision. And I honestly couldn't ever possibly thank you enough for believing in me, believing in our vision, believing in our community to continue to drive this thing and to continue to grow this beautiful, beautiful creation and community. I know that we're embarking on a whole new generation of WSA. I know that Gail, together with our executive leadership team, that you already have in just, this short time, really just exponentially just blow this thing up in the most beautiful way possible. And I'm here. I might be, on the sidelines watching it grow, but just know that I'm going to be doing it with the biggest heart on my the biggest smile on my face and in my heart. And that I am here always to supporting you, cheering you on, loving you, and knowing that the vision continues to become a reality. So, thank you.
It's so exciting. And, even with all of your resistance to being here,
yes.
I want everybody to know for the record, this was a must. We really felt that when we have transitions like this, this is part of who we are at WSA. This is about, really like this collaborative, co-creative environment. We want our transitions to be that too. So thank you for letting us honor you today. And we want to wrap up. First of all, I'm going to ask Gail just to share a little bit about what this legacy is going to look like. There's some really exciting things that we're birthing right now, and we're excited to share them with you. So Gail's going to share them in a minute. And I want to let you know, if you didn't have a chance to share, you felt a little hesitant to get online or to come on live, we are going to continue this conversation in our Facebook group for the members. And I will create a post there and give you all an opportunity to continue to share anything that's in your heart around acknowledging Leora and what WSA has meant to you. And you can restate anything you want to. So, Gail, would you share with us what's coming forward through this legacy as it's expanding?
Absolutely. Because with transition comes huge opportunity for all of us to evolve and grow. I must say the energy has been so powerful, and all the right people are coming forward in such strong ways with passion and commitment, coming to direct, to lead WSA and continue and growing in its mission to have even more ways to help you share your message with the world. So things like, don't be surprised if in the new year we call upon you as a premier member to share your message on our new WSA radio shows that are coming forward. And
We look forward to opportunities to deepen your education and growing your business. Maybe select you as one of the educators in our new Learn on Demand Center. So some very cool ways for you to get involved and to get your message out. So ladies, it is time for your voice to be heard. And, you know, as you step up as leaders from every industry on every continent, Women Speakers Association is here to support you to feel empowered to speak from any stage, whether it be directing a boardroom or running a virtual teleclass or leading a session at the UN. We want you to use your voice to guide, inspire, educate, train, and motivate the people that you come in touch with. Our vision has only strengthened, and it is ready to go to the next level in helping you build a thriving, prosperous business and to feel a part of something greater. We want you to take ownership of and step into being the leader that you are and to use your voice to powerfully inspire others, causing transformation in the lives of your clients, companies, and communities, and the world. We thank you for being a part of Women Speakers Association and look forward to creating stronger global communities in a whole new way with you as being a very big part of it. So thank you very much.
Wow. Thank you, Gail. I'm so excited about what's coming in the new year, and I'm very excited about, of course, about the radio show and the learning, the new Learning on Demand system and all of the beautiful things that we are co-creating to create more power, more momentum, and more inspiration for you as our members. And I should say all of us, to get our message out in a bigger way. But most of all, I just want to close out by saying thank you. Thank you for being here to help us honor our founder, Leora. Thank you for sharing your voice with us. Thank you for sharing what's really in your heart about Women Speakers Association. And, you know, sometimes it just takes 1 minute of gratitude to expand a lifetime and to create fulfillment that we get to enjoy over and over and over again. And I will always hold this in one of my fondest memories of business when we all came together to create a really cool way to honor a transition and to do it differently and in a more, I don't want to say more, but in a very integrity-based and collaborative way. So thank you all. Thank you, Leora, for allowing us to celebrate you. And again, I'm so honored to be a part of WSA and the executive team here. And we shall continue to create more powerful experiences together as we move through the new year. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much.